Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Burntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
Had a hard on. He had a stiff dick.
Hey guys, it's Malls slash this old lady from a documentary called Stevie about a child molester. It's really good. It's by the guy who did Hoop Dreams. You should rent it. That's just something I'm advising to you in our very first episode of the new year, which I'm really excited about. Really excited. I did it, you guys, this whole year. I made it. It was like kind of fun and different for me. I moved. Wags is going on mature dog food this year. Like a lot is going on. Like totally loving life, watching a lot of really good TV, Pretty Little Liars. Like I had the Christmas episode, really, it was not good. But we've moved on into the new year. New episode, kind of good. It was kind of good. So they're coming back for me, which is great because I need that. Yeah. I'm not going to find a lot of, like, new shows. I do watch Dateline, though.
Do you watch it on Discovery ID?
All the time. We watch it on Discovery ID, OWN, and NBC, obviously. And then we do it on Sunday for, like, 12 hours.
We'll do, like, you put it on and you just don't turn it off. That's what I do.
It's so good. And I'm not scared of it because I feel like none of the murders really, like, I don't believe they're real because the format of the show is so, like, storybookish, you know, that I'm just, like, I don't know those randoms. Like, that's sad that happened to, like, it's crazy he poisoned her.
Did you ever watch Unsolved Mysteries?
Yeah.
That show was like, scary.
That show was too real.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had nightmares as a child from that show.
You guys, you're hearing the voice also of our guest, Ariana Maddox. Of course, you were just hearing Christina Lopez, our producer. You're not hearing Chrissy, the front turn, because she showed up. Well, she hasn't shown up. So congratulations to Chrissy.
She's a ghost.
Really earning that title of what? Associate producer?
No, assistant producer.
Assistant producer. Assistant producer.
We were considering bumping her up to associate.
Oh,
but now,
in the new year. But yeah. Maybe Chrissy, we have to have a little bit of a come to Jesus when you get here.
Actually,
about our podcast responsibilities.
Because we mentioned in the last episode that Chrissy has a full-time job now.
Yeah.
Someone tweeted at us. It's like, hey, do you guys need a new friend turn?
Oh, Christina, I can't believe you took it there on the air. That's something maybe we would whisper in like a car ride or something. I can't believe you just told me that.
Yeah, she
needs really fucking good. Christina Lopez is not to be fucked with. Like, this bitch does scare the shit out of me. Like, sometimes she'll tell me what will and will not come out of my own mouth. And I'm like, I will murder you. Like, shut up. But like, I'm also like, she's right. And also she'll just edit it out of the show.
And well, I'll, like, yeah, she has the power.
And then she'll be like, fine. And then I'll be like, Christina, don't be mad at me. And then, like, it'll be that. And so, because, like, I love our dynamic, though, you know?
She's a voice of reason.
Christina really
She really reigns in it.
She's always been a mom to me, in a way. So I love Christina.
But Dateline, fun fact, my apartment was on Dateline once.
I know.
Yeah.
And what was it? Like, a kidnapping?
No, it was a murder.
Was it like just a suspect here? Like the murder didn't happen.
No, it happened here.
Oh, possibly blended my datelines.
Yeah. And the way that I found out was because my parents called me and they had just seen the episode. And it was before it aired here on West Coast time. And they were like, your apartment complex was on Dateline.
Yeah. So it wasn't to catch a predator stuff?
No, there's no predators, just a murder.
Oh. Boring.
Yeah.
Well, I probably just smacked my drink into the thing. I want to start the new year with a new segment that I want to call Questions, Open Questions. But we're going to work on the title. The title's working. But basically, I want to ask you a question and then you guys respond to us via social. And it's just like a question. It's like going to be like a moral dilemma or a scenario or something every week. And you just let us know what your advice would be or your response is in the situation.
The people's court.
And this first question is going to be, is it racist to send your Korean friend blurry pictures of a sushi menu and ask him to translate it for you? Is that racist? Please get back to us on our social.
Can I answer that? Is like, yes.
Yes. Yes, that is racist.
That's, yeah.
Please.
Because I don't know if that means that you're racist.
Because I did that tonight. I did. That's when I was like, hey, Christina, we should have a new segment. And I was like giggling, like texting my friend these things. Anyway. This all came up because I found Instagram.com/Asian, who does actually not have that many followers.
But is it Asian like the normal way or like Asian?
Just Asian, like Asian the normal way. Oh, okay. And like she's like a really cool Asian girl. I think possibly a lesbian. She has a bird and a cool haircut.
I like a possible lesbian.
Possible lesbian with a cool. And like I just thought that was cool to have that username for her. So.
Is it racist?
Well, she's
that if
Asian.
She has a cool haircut, she's possibly a lesbian.
Yeah, girl.
Yeah, where does the possible lesbian come from?
Cool. Some videos she posted.
Is she like
some
I don't
videos
know.
She posted? It like there's some mannerisms in the mix. I'm saying. What?
What is
what? The- I've seen Chris Crocker videos on the internet today too. Like I know, I'm telling you what's up.
Okay. That's fine.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I feel like
is
I give
wrong?
a lot of lesbian mannerisms.
I get everyone in my family calls me a lesbian. All of my Ed is like, hey lesbian. Even my boyfriend will see me and be like, what's up, lesbo? I get it from everyone.
Yeah.
It's
I've
totally
had people
fun.
Make fun of the way I dress and decided to start calling it lesbian chic.
Girl, it's because you're chill. That's why.
Or I might be a lesbian.
Or you might be a little bit of a lesbian.
Well, the world may never know.
That's a Please Advise exclusive, I believe. Again, you guys, it's Ariana from my favorite fucking show, Vanderpump Rules, which I've been told I talk about every week on the show. I talked about the Pump podcast last 3 weeks in a row. Christina Lopez doesn't watch the show, which I think is kind of cool.
Sorry.
A little bit of a diversity moment. Because I'm a super fan.
I'm going to
no,
get up
it's
and
fine.
Leave.
Christina's mother, Diana, who I respect more than everyone.
Fucking lives for it.
She
yeah.
lives for
lives,
it.
Lives and
she has
breathes.
A crush on Jax. Is that right?
She's just very interested
okay.
in his activities
okay.
on the show.
My mom thinks you're the coolest, by the way.
Thanks.
She does. And she said
I've
that.
I've seen. Your mom is really fucking cool. So.
Thanks, girl. She said that you remind her of me, which is a very big compliment.
I consider that a huge compliment.
Girl, I consider it a huge compliment. Like, I was like, Mom, really? And she was like, yes. And I was like, Mom, I met her. She was like, no way. She loves you guys. And someone who was I with that, like, is like Tom Sandoval. I live for him. Who was it?
Me.
A lot of people. You.
Me.
You
was
guys are
me?
So happy. Can we address that?
It's ridiculous.
Someone asked me today if you guys were broken up. And I was like, look at, like, the world. No. They're around.
Before I left, I was at his apartment before I came here, and he,
because
like,
because you don't live in that
pat.
Apartment.
No, I live in Silver Lake.
No. Not that apartment.
Not, hashtag, not my apartment.
Not your apartment. I love
I've
that.
How many times? So he patted me on the butt on my way out the door, so then I decided that I should, like, pat him back. Which turned into the two of us standing next to each other doing a pat back and forth for maybe like 2 minutes before we looked at each other and we're like, what the fuck are we doing
no.
right now? I have to go.
You gotta be weird. Like, that's a very important part of being in love. I'm going to read you a bunch of questions, okay, that just have come in. These things have come my way. Okay, so I heard a little rumor that in the end of season 2 last year, when Kristen admitted to cheating on Jax, or cheating on Tom with Jax, that Stassi actually slapped Kristen because Kristen said that Jax gave Stassi herpes. Is that true?
I wasn't there.
You weren't there?
No.
Did you hear anything about the herpes rumor?
I mean, we all joke about things like that. Of course, okay. We like to give Jax okay. a hard time. But I don't know that for sure because I don't really, keep up with Jax's doctor's appointments or his dick health.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm not up on that information.
See, that's the thing is that if I worked at Star, I'd every day I'd be like, so Jax, how's that dick health? Like, I would never get with Jax, but I'd just be like constantly curious.
Yeah,
just go today for fun to the STD clinic?
Go for fun.
For fun for me.
Because that would be fun.
Okay.
STD clinics, I think, are probably a load of laughs. All girl. Around.
Talk about a load.
Yeah. Loads. Loads and loads.
Okay, so this is something I wrote last night, very late at night. I wrote, if you had to pick someone from the cast besides Tom or Sheena to spit in your mouth, who would you pick and why?
Katie Maloney.
Why?
Because I believe she has really great oral hygiene.
Mm-hmm.
She smells good all good. The time.
What does she wear? Do you know?
I don't know. I actually don't know. She'll probably be like, yes, she'll you do. And she'll remind me and I'll be like, oh, yeah, I forgot. But no, she smells good. I think she has great oral hygiene and she's pretty. So if not Tom or Sheena,
okay,
Katie Maloney can spit in my mouth for sure.
Okay, do you think James is gay?
No, I think he's just weird. I don't know.
He is like Amy from Little Women. Like, he is Kirsten Dunst in Little Women.
I mean, I haven't really spent a whole lot of time with that guy. Right. So maybe, I mean, I could research that for you if you want. Maybe, like, you know, set up some sort of gay trap.
Okay.
And we'll see what happens. It'll be like To Catch a Predator with not Ed Hansen, but Chris Hansen.
I know. I love that. You guys, earlier she thought it was Ed Hansen from To Catch a Predator, which I thought was the awesomest because that's my BFF's name. Okay, so wait. Oh, yeah, we saw your brother last week. What's his deal? Yeah, what's
my
your brother?
My brother, Jeremy. Mm-hmm. He's 22, same age as James. Isn't that weird?
Yes.
Because
he looks like your brother looks like a fully formed human being. And James looks
which
like a little bit of a...
Which is weird for me, though, because yeah, I constantly picture him as a 10-year-old little league player.
Yeah.
Who calls me sissy and, you know, he's the cutest.
Where'd you guys grow up?
Florida.
Okay.
Where in Florida? Space Coast. Melbourne.
Okay, I don't know where that is.
He lives in Tampa now.
Okay.
And so when we were going to... He actually flew out with my mom for my birthday as a surprise.
Aww.
And then about 2 weeks later when we were in Miami for the bachelorette party, that was also a surprise that outside of the hotel when we got there was, hey, my brother.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, it was fucking
are you
awesome.
Guys really close?
Yeah.
Love that.
Yeah, he's cool. He's
what
cool
does he
dude.
Do?
He is actually a really, he's always been really artistically talented. I think he's been trying to figure out, like, a way to work a 9-to-5 and then also pursue creative endeavors. But he just started getting more into photography. He's young. He'll figure it out. He's really good, so.
Yeah.
I want him to do more of that shit and then fucking move out here.
I feel like you are artistic people. Like, I feel like I can totally see that for your family. Are your parents artistic?
I think my parents are just, open-minded and always have appreciated the arts and culture mm-hmm. and things of that nature, so they've kind of instilled that.
Mm-hmm.
my dad is a really good piano player. My mom is very creative in the kitchen and very talented in the kitchen, so I think it comes out in different ways.
That's cool, girl. Yeah. I see that for you. I love that your mom is good in the kitchen. Is she baker or chef?
Oh, chef.
Okay.
But she... Bakes as well, but she prefers, because baking is more like by the book, you know,
mm-hmm.
and I think she prefers to be able to mix it up.
You can throw some fun nuts in a banana bread.
Hey.
I'm just saying. I'm about to do that tomorrow. My bananas are ready.
Living on the edge.
Do you make banana bread?
I haven't in a long time.
It's so good. Are you gluten-free?
No, fuck that.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I've seen you eat pizza. You're not gluten-free. But I make gluten-free banana bread. And it's so good. But, like, I think the gluten-freeness makes it more, like, moist.
Yeah, because there's less of that.
It's the bomb. Okay. So I know when you guys do, like, your confessional things that you're not fed lines by the producers, per se, but you guys speak in, like, these written sound bites at certain times. Do you work with the producers to, like, come to those, or do you write them? Okay, so.
Yeah, so what it'll be is, like, subject. We don't see any of the stuff. Mm-hmm. It's basically just going off of your own memory of the situation and how you felt about it. And they might remind you of something that you said in that moment that you might not remember.
Right.
And then, you know, you talk about it, and they'll maybe, like, suggest, like, well, what about, you know, since you said this, would you want to, and then we just condense it, basically.
Okay.
And so, you know, I usually spend a lot of my time in those things laughing. Like, I'm crying laughing at what me and our producer are saying back and forth to each other.
Right, right.
Like, when we did that feral cat thing, what you see is me, like, in the interview being like, oh, it's like this on the outside of the carrier, and I put my arms out. But legit, I'm pretty sure we sat there for, like, 5 minutes and just making, like, cat noises. And, like, hissing and me talking about cat pee. It was a lot. It was pretty funny.
I love that. Yeah, because it's, like, I mean, it's good. Like, most of the time I don't notice it, but during the boat scene last week, it was, like, Dear Diary. Like, everyone had such a thought, and I was like, oh, man. Okay, wait. Who has BO on the cast?
Well, sometimes I do, I'm sure.
Oh, I'd
if someone, like, really got into my pits after I was, like, working out, you know, that's not going to be good.
Right. So diplomatic.
Honestly, I mean, if you look at everybody, dude, Jax is, he's a hulk of a man.
No, so. He's a hog this season. Like, he's, and I to say that, like, not like a physical, like, you know, animal. Like, I mean, like, he's just round.
I don't think anybody really, like, smells bad, like, when you're in a normal situation. I think if you got really up close.
Right.
Everyone's, like, personal smell is different. I think Jax's personal smell might be a little bit more, I don't know, boyish.
Musky-er. Well, Christina Musky. Kelly said that Kristen smelled like coffee and cigarettes.
I don't get that closer.
You don't get that close. Okay, that's good to know.
But I think that there's been multiple people who have said things of that nature, so I'm sure that
has some truth to it. Okay, totally.
That's a very diplomatic answer.
Now, Christina, do you know who Kristen is?
I have no idea, but she's mentioned in one of the emails that we got that were pertaining to you.
Oh.
So just brief summary for those at home, or if you don't mind, I will. Just basically, Kristen was dating Tom, who's now Ariana's boyfriend, for 6 years.
Oh, actually, we figured this out. It was 4 years.
Oh, 4 years.
Tom, last night we were talking about something, and
oh, it got this breakup word, inflation.
The number six gets thrown around all the time, and we were kind of like, I don't, was it? And he was like, let me figure this out. And he was like, fuck that shit. It was not 6 years.
Oh, shit.
Breakup inflation.
Yeah.
For sure.
Breakup. Like, it's because you always do it. You're like, we were together for, like, 2 years, and it was, like, 6 months.
Yeah, he's like, it's something in the ballpark of 4 to 5. Yeah. Not, definitely not six. So, anyways, but yes, continue.
Oh, wait, what was I asking you?
Oh. You were explaining dynamic.
So Kristen was with Tom for, like, 4 years. And, like, it just was not good. And it hadn't been good for a while. And, like, things were just not good. Like, he had cheated. She's, like, kind of just, like,
so did
to
she.
Begin with. She had
there was
cheated
a lot
to begin
of,
with.
A lot of all of that.
Infidelities. Hi, Nick. It's Nick the roommate's Nick. Here.
Hey, Nick the roommate.
On your way out to the gym.
Hey. Are you guys on right now?
Yeah.
Okay. What's up?
What's up? Is that a cat carrier or a gym thing?
Two cats here.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, they're both dead, but it's fine.
No, stop.
Yeah,
okay.
They look really lightweight, too.
Well, I don't know. There's a breathable hole in it. I didn't know.
All the zippers are open. So,
oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, okay. Sorry.
Yeah,
I don't
like
have my
when
glasses
you're
on.
Gym clothes smell, you know, right? To air it out.
All odors,
he's
that.
Airing it out. Sorry. I thought you were taking cats on a plane.
Bye.
Bye.
Have a good workout.
That's Nick the roommate. That's Nick the roommate. Yeah. He's part of my Howard Stern gang. Okay, so, which, by the way, there's the funniest clip. Do you ever listen to it?
No.
Howard Stern. Okay, well, anyway, there's this clip. I'll have Christina post it. It's Beetlejuice on High Pitch Eric's back going like, oh, you scared. And he's like pinching his man tits. It's crazy. It's the wildest thing I've ever seen. Okay. Oh, I have more questions. Oh, wait. Did I finish my story or Nick?
Oh.
No, Kristen. Okay. So things went awry with Kristen, basically. Okay. And then Ariana, no, then she transferred from Villa Blanca to Sur, but Tom and Ariana worked at Villa Blanca together and had like a rapport / flirtation / we come to find out later, like a little rendezvous in the Golden Nugget hot tub, I believe.
It was the pool.
It was a kiss.
It was pretty fucking awkward and innocent. No. Like, to be honest.
While he was dating Kristen?
It was...
Okay. No one thought it was a HJ. And
I feel
Nug's
like I'm
pool.
So out of the loop.
Yeah, no.
All these people. The thing is everyone wants to speculate and make it into something so much larger.
You were so over. Like, I don't care.
My life
like,
is not is- that exciting. Like, that I had some sort of, like, ongoing affair with my coworker / friend. I watch Dateline as well, you know.
But anyway.
I sit around and watch Netflix. But yes, anyway.
So, I'm sorry to cut you off, hon.
No,
I just remembered what I was doing. So you made out with him once, whatever. So Kristen, you guys always denied it. Kristen had a deep suspicion that they were hooking up. She came to work at Sur. Kristen flipped her shit, like went to Lisa, like gave her an ultimatum and was like, she can't work here anymore, or like, I don't work here anymore. And Lisa was like, get back to work, you fucking idiot. So like, they all just like continued to work there and fight and be accused. And then it came to light that like Kristen cheated in a major way. We'll just say that to spare the whole side drama. But anyway, like, point is that they wound up breaking up, and then Tom and Ariana are now together, but Kristen hates Ariana and, like, she wants Tom to be happy, but not with Ariana, that's what she says.
It's about to get real, real
it's
on the
dark.
Show, too.
Yeah. Well, can I say, just from what I saw from the little next week, I think that conversation needed to happen, she needed that totally cathartic
moment. Well,
you'll
see what Tom says about it, too. And, of course, he will also write a blog. Yeah. And, you know.
Oh, we got a question about your blog, too. So.
Oh, yeah. I love my blog. Sometimes people are like, you're such a bitch in your blogs. I'm like, yeah, I get fucking heated, man. And I'm, like, typing away.
Yeah. Yeah, they got that Housewives effect on you. Like, Jill Zarin used to go, like, fucking nuts in her blogs.
Oh, yeah.
Is there another Bravo person that you're, like – maybe can't stand?
I don't really watch any Bravo shows. I'm going based off of like personal experience. I'll go ahead and say Brandi Glanville.
Really? Because I was gonna say, like, do you care for Brandi Glanville? That's so funny you mentioned.
She called my boyfriend gay, which is funny because I think she's maybe never even met him.
Yeah. Well, where did she call him?
My favorite thing is when people on a serious radio thing or something. My favorite thing is when people have all of these things to say, cast members of our own show included, about people they don't spend any time with whatsoever and like don't actually know. It's like, Stassi, like, I don't know you and you don't know me and you don't know anybody. So like, how is your opinion being taken seriously? Same with Brandi. It's like, dude, you don't know anything. That'd be like me watching a TV show and being like,
but
Chris Hansen,
like,
is
was she like, oh, that kid's gay? Or was she like, that
no, she
boy
said
is
it's,
a homosexual was
yeah
she, like,
she said that it's like really I'm going off of what was told to me. I didn't listen to it. Apparently she said something along the lines of like, it's really fucked up that he would continue to date women when he's gay. I'm like, yeah, okay, lady, get your shit together. Stop
flipping
Girl,
out.
I say things like that about people all the time. You don't?
I guess maybe I would if I like didn't know, if I wasn't in the current situation where I like know better. Or not better, but know like from personal experience how annoying it is.
I'm always just like, ha ha. Like, I don't know. I think, you know, I mean, I just think Brandy is a really troubled woman and she knows it.
She's very troubled.
So I'm not like with her, but I kind of am like, okay, well, at least you're not like putting on crazy airs. Like, I feel like those Richards women are like loose and like the Jersey women are like unhinged.
Unhinged. I guess my whole thing is like it's all fun and games until somebody gets murdered and ends up on a Dateline episode.
That's real. You want to kill her?
No. I'm worried that I'm going to get killed.
Oh, no. You're not going to get killed. No, you're not going to get killed. Why would you even say that?
People are crazy.
No, like honestly, you automatically like lowered your chances of being murdered because I don't know any reality TV stars that are murdered. So, like, you're fine. You lowered your chances of being murdered by being
by being on television.
I think so.
Fingers crossed.
How did you come to, like were you, like, freaked out about being on the show?
Oh, yeah. I'm still freaked out about being on the
show.
You
seem it, but you do it anyway, like, which I kind of think is cool, but, like, why?
Leap.
Right.
You know, basically, it was like first season was happening and, you know, they had already shot the pilot and stuff. But I was friends with Sheena and I was like invited to gatherings that I declined to go to, such as like Tom's birthday party, things like that, while they were filming because I did not want to be on camera. Like, right. I was really freaked out by it. And then second season came around and it was like, okay, well, look, I'm not going to avoid every, like, Sheena mostly, but, you know, Tom as well, or being at work and being weirded out if something's being filmed. I was like, I'm not going to do that this time. I'll just do what I do, and if it ends up on whatever, I'll be more involved. And then I ended up being way more involved. And then this time around, it, you know, was asked it to be full-time. Right. And I talked to my acting teacher who was like, girl, fuck it, man. Do you have somebody calling you asking you to be the lead in an NBC pilot right now? I was like, no. She was like, well, it's better to be on TV than
that's
not on
real
TV,
as
so
hell. That's real as hell. That's advice to all of our kids out there right now, is that if you have a chance to be a shot of Sunset, etc.,
just do whatever's, you know what I'm saying? If somebody's it's giving true. You an opportunity for legit anything and you're going to get paid money and, you know, it's up to you to be who you are. So
right.
No one's forcing you to like play a fucking character as yourself that would right. mess up your life. So you just do you and take the opportunities that are given to you and try to do as much as you can with it.
You're like very neutral. Like you're very like in a good way. Like you're very, very, very likable, which I think is good for sustaining like your ability to be hired. Because I think a lot of people like obviously well, yeah, Jax like still works or whatever. But
somehow
like
Jax still gets I know. Like I'm always confused.
He was in like some like Bud Light commercial he posted on his Twitter or something, and I'm like, that's like a huge national commercial. But you look at it and he's just looks like an average meathead in the back. Like he's good at that.
He's got a good
that's
look.
That's a
for
sociopath
that.
Or like a psychopath moment, I guess, that you can like shapeshift in your own skin like that. That's crazy.
One time, I think it was last year on the reunion, it got cut out, but I equated him, which I now no longer think this, so I don't want anyone to get the wrong idea, but I equated him to like Scott Peterson there for a mm-hmm. hot sec.
No, he totally is Scott Peterson, except like he's not as charming. Like he's not like Scott
or
Peterson.
He's not also not as like, gung-ho on the evil shit, you know. He's
right.
way more laid back in that.
Right.
I have to say.
Oh, Jax. I really still want to know where those donuts were from that Sheena brought him. I think I know that they're from a place in K-Town. Cuz I saw some other girl months before Sheena brought those pretzel donuts into the picture.
I'm going to
They're pretzel donuts, girl. I'm looking at Christina like dead out in the eye, and I'm like road trip, stare. Bitch. Okay. I know.
I'm texting her to see if maybe she is around and remembers.
Oh my God, that is fucking chic. Thank you. That is so accessible. I love it. You guys, you can call us at 323-450-7408 or email us at askpleaseadvise@gmail.com. That's PLZ. Send us your updates if you've called in, please. I'm giving you your social at the top. Because I know not all of you make it to the end. Some of you have commutes. Some of your boyfriends start hitting you when you have to move out because you shared an iPod.
Such an inconvenience.
I don't fucking know what you idiots do. Go to soundcloud.com/pleaseadvise. We love SoundCloud and Loudspeakers Network. We're on Facebook, Instagram, Tumblr, etc. And we have a survey that we'd love you to fill out. You guys can get like $25 gift card to iTunes.
Can I fill it out?
Yeah.
Fucked up.
No, you can. We're not NBC. We're not going to like not let you come on Wheel of Fortune. Like, you're great.
That's my favorite game
please,
show.
Please, I'm dying to be on it. And I actually.
I've wanted to be on it. Somewhere in K-Town was the answer.
Oh, yeah. Somewhere in K-Town.
Somewhere in K-Town.
Remember? Okay, that's so I'm just going to look like K-Town.
The official name of the donut shop.
Pretzel donut.
Somewhere in K-Town.
Water moment. Okay, so the survey can be found at pleaseadvisesurvey.com. That's pleaseadvisesurvey.com for like a $25 gift card, which is a lot of songs, possibly an
on
album.
iTunes, yeah.
That's actually a series. You could buy Empire, which I just started watching, which is like great. Did you watch it?
I want to get it. I haven't started.
It was so good.
Cookie is
it's
life.
As good as I think it's going to be.
Yeah.
No, it's like and more. Like just like get ready because Timbaland does all the music so it's
no,
like
stop.
It's a lot of beatboxing
it's
in the background
all of that plus Timbaland does the music so you're kind of like the whole time like it's
yes.
really good. Cookie is so good. What's her name again? She was
it's Taraji P. Henson,
who was in my favorite movie.
Are you gonna say Benjamin Button?
She was in Benjamin Button.
No my favorite movie No Good Deed. My favorite movie, No Good Deed.
Oh, the best.
Yeah, did you see that?
Classic cinema.
Oh, I loved it. I saw it in the theater alone this summer, and I was like, ooh, creepy. It was so good. Oh, maybe I saw it with Ed. I don't know. I love movies. I need to go more. This year is just blown for movies, though. Sorry.
I wanted to see some of the ones that came out on Christmas, but that shit's – it's a fucking
– not for me.
Like, you gotta – it's an event to go to –
I thought Inherent Vice would be good. I thought that would be like my jam and satiate me, my needs.
Did you not like it?
Not
I
for
loved
me.
It.
Not for me.
I mean, I didn't understand what the hell was happening, but I had a fun ride.
Well, okay, I'll be honest. I Gone Girled it, meaning like I fell asleep in the first 10 minutes, yeah. Like I did when I was in Gone Girl. So, like,
I. Need to see that, by the way.
Yeah, yeah. I fell asleep. It's the Ben Affleck penis movie.
And Neil Patrick Harris's penis is also in it for like 5 seconds.
Absolutely.
I love Neil Patrick Harris. I wonder if I would also love his penis.
I don't want to say any spoilers, but it's just like.
Is it like
not for
Kim
me.
Jong's penis in Hangover 3 when he walks out and it's just like peeking out through major bush?
I didn't
bush.
See that one.
He did that in
it's
the first
like
one
the
too.
Credits. Oh yeah, he did.
Yeah, when he jumps out of the car naked.
Yeah,
like, that was a prosthetic.
Yeah, I was yeah. I'm thinking.
And it was like
as
teeny
well.
Tiny.
And it's just coming out of a bush.
Yeah.
And it's just.
It's like the tiniest. It's like a half of a baby carrot.
Okay. Well, also please send us if you are gay, not if you are straight. If you are gay, please just send us your dick pics. We haven't had any new gay dick pics in a while. We actually have Fat Gay coming on the show next week, but we're recording this before this will go up, which sucks. But, like, just keep the dick pics coming in because Fat Gay and I want to make that dick pic quilt and sell it to you on Etsy. All right. Let's take our calls. Are you ready for some calls?
I'm ready for some calls.
All right.
Hi. This message is for Ariana. This is Veronica, our burn dog, your number one fan. I always talk to you on Twitter and Instagram. But anyways, I love you so much, and you're, like, my favorite person in the whole world, and I just love your attitude and your swagger, and you're just a bomb. But anyways, my advice is how would I be able to twerk so tasteless or with taste and effortlessness how you do. That came out completely wrong. But anyway, how do I twerk as good as you do, girl? We were speechless, literally. Our mouths were dropped. And but you still remain classy, and I love it.
It's so funny that this is our first call, because before I left my house, I was looking at your tweets and I noticed this girl. Oh, no, she tweeted the pod, and I was looking at her tweets and they're like all about you. And I just want to let you know, if you're on Dateline, it's probably going to be this one.
She's the cutest little thing I've ever seen.
I know. You're so great. You love your fans.
Dude, she's adorable.
You love your fans.
I love that girl.
They give you life.
I love Veronica.
Veronica gives you, she's your reason for being.
Girl, she's actually pretty funny too sometimes on like Twitter.
She's really pretty.
Dude, she is. She's like really pretty. She probably agrees. And yeah. I would say, so you agree.
But
you're really pretty.
But
mean girls moment.
But
This is also the best question, because I was wondering the same thing. Like, your ass moves independently from your body.
Yeah, it does.
How do you do that?
I don't know. We did – so the night before we were going on the boat, I was like, we're in Miami. We have no idea what this boat's going to be like.
Right.
What if it's like the big pimpin' video? And that was the idea, was that we were just going to make fun of the big pimpin' video on the boat by – being the most bootleg version of that, aka Tom pouring white wine on me, and just being like, I'm the one video girl who's like sadly dancing. No, I don't know how it does that. Basically, I don't know. I start doing something and everything else is
stationary,
right? And then somehow it just like continues going. Okay. It's been a thing that somehow I've, when I was like, you know, 15 or 16, when like big booty bass type shit was like really popular.
So you've been dropping it like it's hot for a while.
For a long time, usually just in my bedroom by myself, but it's usually, girl, if I'm doing it in public, it is usually a joke. And that shit was meant to be a joke.
Florida.
That was, we have a saying that is, my Florida is showing. And Tom will be like, hey, your Florida is showing right now. And in that moment, my Florida was hanging out big time.
I was just there, and Florida is like a state of mind. Like, you go into it right away. Like, I knew someone, I'll say, it wasn't anyone here knows. I just don't want to get anyone in trouble. Someone I knew was drunk driving around town in a convertible, like, within 24 hours of being in town. And I was like, what the fuck's going on? Like, that's some Florida shit. Like, someone brought out a shotgun on a private property and shot a herring.
Yeah, sounds about right.
Never seen that in a nice neighborhood. And that's what I liked about it. And I was like,
there's a little bit of ratchetry, if you want to call it that. There's a little bit of like
realness.
Yeah, a very small amount of fucks are given.
Totally.
People just get down and dirty.
Yeah. Derek lost his cell phone on New Year's Eve in an Uber, but like my stepdad had just pulled some Uber over, and the guy like totally was like, oh, my phone doesn't work. My stepdad gave this guy like an obscene amount of money, not because he said what the price was, but because my stepdad just like was happy and threw money at him, I guess. And he left it in there. And the next day I had texted it because he doesn't have like his preview blocked.
Oh,
and
I just wrote,
like, call this number, blah, blah, blah. The next day I woke up to two texts and a voicemail from some guy being like, hey, I found your phone. The guy met him, didn't want to take his money, was like a young guy, like bar back, like totally could have just stolen the phone, but was so like, nice. Yeah. And it was like a good,
that's some Florida cool shit right there.
It was a good Florida moment. And when we were leaving the house, it was like a torrential downpour and it just started to be dusk. And I had 25% on my phone. And my mom had texted me, Florida can, letter B, sketchy. And I was like, this is like where all the cops episodes happen.
All of the weirdest news stories you've ever read all happen in Florida.
Totally. Oh, I know why that is. It's because every arrest record, most arrest records in Florida are public. And that's why.
Oh,
because a lot of states have restrictions on the arrest records. That's why you get all these like stupid criminal stuff coming from Florida. Right. It's because like it's all a matter of public record.
So that happens.
And so there's people who build entire careers on like reporting on these like stupid criminal stories in Florida.
I think now that you say that, I'm like putting things together in my mind because I always grew up with like criminal records and stuff like that being public and being able to look anybody up and see what their shit was. And living here, I think I tried to do that once before, and I couldn't find anything, which makes sense now. Maybe there's laws against that here.
Yeah, unless you're, like, a pedophile or something. Yeah.
Well, because then you're required to tell everybody.
Yeah.
That's gangster that you were looking up, like, criminal histories growing up. Like, who are you looking for? I would be like looking for my friends' dads, like I think find out they had some weird DUI and like take them down.
It was probably shit like that. I think it was like people I went to high school with were like, you heard that so and so like went to juvie for some shit. And they're like, oh, I gotta know. I wanna see that mugshot.
Right. Dude, that's awesome. That is really fun. I want a police scanner. Okay, wait.
So twerking.
Twerking. You do that. We talked about it.
She pretty much answered it, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, I do it. Yeah. It's pretty easy. I don't know how to explain it. Basically, it's not about if you like don't think about your butt at all.
Right.
If you're going to be like popping it like in that form,
right,
it's more about like your back, like you feel it in your back feels like it's basically gonna snap in half, but like that's the feeling.
So it's not like you can control the muscles in your butt cheeks separately or something.
I mean,
special.
I can do that too, but that's a little bit more like really for like privacy of your own home, because then that's like some Sierra rap, you know, she did that in that one
the
video.
Reason why I bring that up is because I can wiggle my ears. And so, like, I know because there's muscles, like, I can move the muscles in my ears to wiggle, but I was wondering, like, if that's how twerking works. It's like you can move your butt muscles independently.
I think there's a lot of different twerking forms.
All right. Sure. So, okay, so just maybe look up a YouTube tutorial as well.
Yeah, sure. Just, like, really feel the music you're dancing to.
Spend some time alone in your room with a hand mirror. Yeah. And just twerk it out. No, Christina, a hand mirror. I want her to really get to know herself. Next call.
Hi, Molls. My name is Sarah. I have a bit of a question. I don't know really how to approach this situation because I kind of snooped on my boyfriend's Facebook messages because we share a tablet. We've been together for a while, for 5 years, and I went through his messages with one of his good friends, and in that message conversation, there were two times that he brought up to her that he had sexy dreams about her, and the conversation didn't stray, like, into some sort of sexting type conversation, but he told her one that he had a risky dream about her and he wasn't going to get too far into it, and then the other one was that they were like hooking up on a bus. And I don't know, we've been together for so long and I do trust him, but I just don't know how to approach it because I really want to talk to him about it because it's really got me kind of feeling a little worried. This girl in particular is a really good friend of his, and she was like a sore spot in his previous relationship before me. But they've been really, really good friends for a long time. He's 34 and they've been friends since high school. So I mean, maybe it's nothing to be worried about, and they're just such good friends that they can tell each other these things, but I just feel like you can't control what you dream, but you can control what you talk about with the person that you dreamt about, and you just don't talk about it. You have a girlfriend. I don't know. Let me know what you think. Bye.
Okay. I would walk up to him and be like, listen up, motherfucker. I read your fucking Facebooks. I know it was wrong. I don't feel good about it. But I read them, and I'm just going to tell you. I read your messages, and I saw that conversation, and that's not acceptable, and I don't want to be with you anymore. Like, just fucking break up with him. Like, first of all, this girl's a consistent sore spot, which means something to me. Because, like 10 million Elvis fans can't be wrong. Or in this case, like, you guys. Because I think that that's palpable, and I think that now you're seeing proof of it, and you can't, like, that's just the tip of the iceberg, I think.
See, I have a total opposite opinion on it.
Well, you're so chill. You would. I'm like, no. Be like, get your shit and move.
Well, I mean, I think you have to look at real life factors, not dream things. I had a friend of mine.
Not because of the dream, like, keep your mouth shut.
I had a friend text a girlfriend of mine, text me and open up a group text and tell me and two other people about how she had the weirdest fucking dream about how, like, we were all having sex and then we went and murdered someone. Like, people have weird-ass fucking dreams.
But, first of all, a group text is totally different because then you're joking about it in a group as opposed to a one-on-one message.
Well, I think, you have to look at the context of, like, is he trying – if the conversation never strayed into a sexting thing or whatever, it sounds like this girl is probably not in – the friend of his is probably, like, not interested in doing that anyways because she probably would have been, like –
She would have engaged.
Oh, she would have engaged, exactly.
Yeah.
Like, if they've been friends for that long, I feel like that's...
Who knows what's been deleted? I'm just saying I would want to... I would just share a tablet and there was a reason why she clicked on the message chain in the first place, that's an intuition to me. And, like...
Or, I mean, snooping never works. Yeah, exactly.
No, it never works.
Snooping never works out well.
It never works. It always hurts your feelings.
Something gets taken out of context.
Totally.
Something gets, you know, construed in a way that's weird or whatever. I think maybe it's a conversation to have with him. But I would bet my money on things that were a little bit more concrete than just that.
Okay. Well... All right, but snooping is not right.
Or just break up with him.
Snooping's not right, but if the snooping has been done, like, that, what do you do from there? And in my I found something on Derek's computer once accidentally in an effort to do something nice for him that left me unsoothed.
Mm.
I was not soothed. It wasn't that bad. It wasn't like child porn. It was just something that I was like, this shouldn't be here. And I straight up, like, took a picture of it with my iPhone and I was like, I'm sorry. I was looking for a picture to, like, make you something and I saw this and I'm really upset about it and I want to know why it's here. Not chill.
I'm curious to know how far back in her boyfriend's text messages or Facebook messages she went to find this.
It's darked out. I don't know.
Yeah. Because if they're
like,
friends,
was this
for
like
a long
she
time,
opened it up and that was the first message that was there?
And
like,
how
it
far sounds apart fresh. Were they from each other?
Yeah. Or was this like she went back in his shit like months and months ago, like just reading their conversations?
You
for
so
months.
Don't side with Sarah.
Well, I just
I mean,
don't
well, no,
want
you do side with Sarah. We just have different opinions. Just because you don't agree with me doesn't mean you hate Sarah. Okay.
No, I don't hate Sarah. I don't hate Sarah at all. I just hope that.
Yeah. I mean, there are a couple variables that might change the outcome of like, your advice.
So. I would maybe work on, you know, when you look at a court case and you have something that's like circumstantial or hearsay, I think go for something concrete.
Right.
Go for something that's like super legit that you can't argue with, that you don't have to be like, what do I do?
Yeah.
You know, if they've been together for 5 years, I would look at a lot of things mm-hmm. before turning a weird fucking dream, some weird dreams that he had into whatever. Because, like, you could have dreams where, I've had dreams where I've, like, curb stomped people.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, people I don't want to curb stomp. So, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
You never know.
Do you have dreams where you go to jail a lot?
No, I've actually never had that dream.
I have that dream a lot, and Derek never has that dream. You guys never have that dream?
I've never had that dream. I've had dreams where I'm, like, in a war zone, but never
I never jail. My crimes have no consequences in my dreams. And never go to jail.
Really? That's usually, like, the start of the dream for me. Like, I'll be on the bus on the way to prison, or, like, I'll already be in prison. Like, it's usually for something stupid. Like, I didn't pay, like...
parking tickets?
Like, not... No, it's more long-term than that. Like, I'm aware that I'm in.
Oh, like, you shoplifted something?
No, like, I maybe accidentally murdered my downstairs neighbor. Like, he was an old man, and, like, he fell down the stairs, like, because I neglected to do something. And so I got, like, involuntary manslaughter or some shit. I don't know.
Man one, yeah.
So,
lesson number one, don't fucking snoop through people's shit unless you have, like, a really hardcore reason to.
Yeah, you gotta be prepared to that. You're gonna find something.
You'll never, it never works out.
No. Or you could, like, find out, like, what he was gonna get you for your birthday, and you're like, well, that sucks.
Right.
Now I have to act surprised. Either way, it's just not good.
Not good. No bueno. Mm-mm. Next call.
Hey, Malls. This is Katie calling from Brooklyn. I'm walking from the subway, so I apologize if it sounds like I'm in a wind tunnel. So, trying to keep this quick, my best friend in the whole world, like, literally met her the day that I came home from the hospital, best friend, is getting married this year. She has been engaged to this guy for about 2 years. He, like, contacted me when he was getting ready to propose to ask for advice, et cetera. They've been dating for, I want to say, like, 5 years. So they know each other very well. However, I don't know him terribly well. My best friend actually lives in Spain. She went there for college and ended up staying, and that's where she met this guy who is a Spaniard. I met him a couple of times before this recent holiday season, but this is definitely the most time I've ever gotten to spend with them as a couple, and the most time I've ever gotten to spend with him individually. And I've kind of come to the realization that he is a dick. I think part of it is cultural. He's got a lot of that, like, Spanish macho bullshit that, as a capital S feminist, I, like, take issue with. My biggest problem, frankly, though, is how he speaks to my best friend. We were out at dinner, myself, my significant other, my best friend, and her fiance. And in addition to being very rude to the wait staff, which is always a huge fucking red flag for me, at one point he kind of, like, mumbled something, and my best friend responded. And he said to her, I'm going to repeat what I just said, and this time you can listen. And I almost had to reach across the table and smack him in the face and say, don't you ever speak to her like that again. Because what the fuck? If he talks like that in, like, a general friendly dinner conversation in front of people he doesn't know, what does he say to her about those behind closed doors? Like, you know? So she's a grown-ass woman. They're getting married, but, like, I think this guy's terrible, kind of. And I've gotten conflicting advice as to whether or not I should say anything or nothing to her about this. I'm in their wedding. I feel weird. I would like some feedback. Call me, whatever. Like to hear your thoughts. Thanks, Mal. Bye.
Okay, Katie. Well, at first when I heard your call for the first, like, 3.5 minutes of it, no offense, I was like, wow, this girl's living very ABC family. Like, I thought you were just going to be like, I don't know him well. And I was like, well, that's great because you're going to go to Spain, fuck his brother, fall in love, and you and your best friend are going to be together forever, right? But, like, as they have been since they were born. But Then it got very like Days of Our Lives, very V upsetting, CW at night.
Lifetime movie.
Yeah, it was not great. And what I think, honestly, is that it's none of your business because your girl likes being talked to like this. She's been with him for 5 years. Like, I'm sorry. Like, first of all, it's none of your business because they're about to get married. And like, you're just going to be the bitch. Your friend does not want to hear it no matter what. And secondly, I'm sorry. I've seen a lot of, I know exactly what you're talking about. I had a friend who had a dinner party, a sister threw the dinner party, and she was dating a very Latin machismo guy. And I was appalled by his behavior, like really, really upset about it. And my friend was just like, well, like she likes it. Like she understands that it's like a cultural thing and that's the role that he takes on and that's the role that she takes on. And like if he wants his dinner bitch, like he's going to get his dinner bitch. And like I honestly can't judge someone's lifestyle. What do you think?
Well, I wonder if her friend, which by the way, Katie, she sounded really fucking cool.
Yeah.
She sounds like my kind of girl. I wonder if her friend was always kind of into that kind of sort of guy.
Right.
Or did she get into this relationship and then all of a sudden do a 180? And is she crying behind closed doors like, oh my God, what am I doing? Or is she brainwashed? The sad part is nobody listens to their friends in these situations. They either figure it out for themselves or they never figure it out. Mm-hmm. As much as it sucks. We've all, I think, either been there personally or have had a friend who's been there.
Totally.
So the only thing that really sucks is if they're getting married and then they have a kid and then she decides or realizes that she doesn't like this sort of thing and she's not into it. Then right. They have a kid together and then they're really fucked because then that guy's really not going to be away.
Here's my one, and yes, that's right. But I also think that it's like this girl probably has family and friends in the last 5 years. And though it's so for Katie, it's like headline news. Like she's just finding out about this.
True.
But for everyone else who's seen their dynamic probably on a more regular basis, like they've probably pointed it out to her over the years. Like you're going, if that's noticeable behavior, you would think, right? So I think in a way, like, you kind of just got to be the bridesmaid. You got to just go and be happy for your friend. And if she does, unfortunately, like marry someone that it was a mistake, like these things can be undone. Maybe in Spain, not as easily here, but.
Maybe they can have some sort of like girl on girl night out or night in, you know, where she opens the door to a possible like, condo. If you have anything that you are worried about, please know that you can talk to me about it. And if she doesn't ever complain or if she doesn't take that and run with it, then I guess you can't.
But some girls would be like, why would she even ask that? She doesn't want to be happy for me. Some girls are already paranoid and go off into a weird mad spiral. But I guess you have to be the good friend and say it anyway. You just have to figure out the best way to say it that won't.
Yeah. Like, so it's not an attack.
Yeah.
Like, you're not coming at her with, like, okay, so I don't fucking like this guy or whatever.
Right. Say it up. Like, be like, so, like, is there anything about him that drives you nuts? Like, just ask, something. Like, casual and, like, get the convo going, you know?
I don't know. If they've been friends since, like, birth or whatever, I don't think there's any harm in saying, like, hey, I really don't like the way this guy talks to you.
Yeah. I would not advise that.
I'm kind of uncomfortable with the way he talks to you.
But if you're comfortable with it,
maybe you can even just say,
I'll shut up.
I love you guys.
Would you be offended?
That you guys speak so, like, you know, traditionally Spanish. Like, just say something. Are you comfortable in these gender roles? Like, say something positive. Don't be like, I don't like the way he talks to you. You can't, because that's going to be. That's not.
If I said to you, I don't like the. I'm uncomfortable with the way that he talks
to you. I'd be like, also, a day late, a buck short. You've been in America all these years. You can't roll up 5 days before my wedding and say, I don't like the way this guy you've been planning on marrying talks to you. Like, that could also be. She visited him once. Like, we don't know if, like, maybe even that's a joke. Like, to me, if a guy said, I'm going to say it again and this time listen, like, I'd almost be like, okay, like, whatever. loser. Like, I wouldn't, maybe that's her. I don't know. Like, it would be like funny if someone said that to me. So I don't know. But I just think you got to be really positive if you say anything like that.
Give her the opportunity to, you know, say her piece away from him where she's alone and she's not feeling like he's going to find out what she said later on. I don't know. Maybe they have, if that's her best friend for her whole life, depending on how often they talk to each other and how often they have like heart to hearts and whatever, it might be really good. You never know. Or if she is that kind of girl who gets paranoid about that type of shit and who would get pissed off,
right?
Then maybe evaluate that as well. But I'm sure there's going to be, if they're in America now and their wedding's coming up or whatever, there's definitely going to be a time where like they're alone together and they can hash some, get a fucking bottle of wine and
also most pizza. Moms won't let that shit happen.
Yeah, my
dads
mom
won't let
would...
that shit happen. Like, they'll be like, are you fucking
But he could be different in front of the parents. That's the thing.
What if he's putting on like an act?
But
like,
so Jekyll and Hyde in front of friends?
Maybe he wants the friends to think he's, you know.
Because like, I've seen situations where the guy's like this kind of hero figure in front of the friends and family. I mean, in front of the family, basically, and just like always pays for the check and is big kind of guy. But like when he's with her, or with her friends, or someone whose status he doesn't really care about,
yeah,
completely different person.
Yeah, maybe he's stressed. I don't know. I'm just trying to give him an out. Maybe he's not a total piece of shit, but he sounds like fucking hell to be around.
No, I know. You guys, you want to hear my Lifetime movie scenario in which Katie fucks this whole thing up and her friend gets murdered? So, like, they're eating breakfast on, like, a beautiful veranda and, like, it's, like, fried eggs and ham or something, like, really, like, international looking because the ham looks different because it's from a different country. And there's, like, orange juice and a maid, too. And he gets up to use the bathroom and she chooses that moment. And then he comes back and overhears her and he's like, what the fuck? And like, he takes off. And then like later he comes back and like murders both of them.
Who would you cast as the guy? Rob Lowe?
Dean Cain. Cause I love him in everything.
Can Dean Cain do a Spaniard accent?
I think probably.
Dean Cain was my first TV crush.
Yeah. On the Superman show?
Me too. Me too. Yeah. Well, actually, Alex P. Keaton was my first, but yeah, I really liked Dean Cain. Who was your first TV crush?
I'm pretty sure my first TV crush may have been Ryan Gosling.
What was – oh, like
Young
from
Hercules?
Kids and
– Young Hercules. Oh. Dude, Young Hercules. So hot. So hot.
I was very – yeah. I remember that, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's you guys' jam.
Not so much Kevin Sorbo Hercules, but Young Hercules, yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm glad that you remember. Not many people remember that show.
Oh, I remember Young Hercules. Ryan Gosling was on, like, some weird cruise show.
A cruise show?
Yeah, it was.
See,
like,
I don't even know.
Was it called Swan's Crossing?
No, it was something else. I can't remember. It was like a Canadian cruise show. It was like all these high schoolers went to school on a boat. Mm. It was like a semester at sea situation.
That sounds familiar.
I can't remember what it was, but I know that Ryan Gosling.
Okay, get into us. Call us back, you guys, with that answer to whatever that Canadian delight is. I know we have listeners in Canada.
I'm Googling it.
Oh, Christina's Googling it. You wouldn't. I wish you'd let this just be interactive. Can't okay. we have an okay, interactive okay. moment? Okay, I don't want to know. Don't tell me if you look at it. Ariana can know if she wants. We have some emails from our email box, askpleaseadvise@gmail.com. And this year in 2015, I'm letting people write in about stuff other than being molested. So we will accept your emails this year. And I'm really Bummer. Sorry to that one girl that actually did write in. And that was, I hope we handled that okay for you. All right, Ariana, we're going to have her read. All these questions are for her. But we're going to have you read because you're an actress and we want to hear your take.
Since elementary school, I've really enjoyed it.
Did you practice that in your head or?
What, the email?
Mm-hmm.
No, I was just looking at who it was from so I could work on a voice for her.
Oh, that's deep. That's like that's actress. Deep.
That's right there. That's girl.
Paging Meryl Streep.
Yes.
All right, so this is how I imagine that she wrote this. Hi, Ariana. First of all, I just want to say how much I admire you. I'm so happy for you and Tom. So I've been in a similar situation with a male friend of mine and need your advice. We've known each other since middle school, so over 10 years, and have been close friends for about 4. We've both been in relationships with other people, been there through the heartbreak and the fun times. I was close with his ex-fiance. Recently, however, we have both been single and things have gotten much more serious. It's like my dream come true. Everything is so perfect between us. I feel like we are both holding back because we are afraid to screw it up and lose what we have as friends. I need to know what to do from here. I feel like we could have the best relationship of both of our lives if we let go, but I'm not sure how to get the message across to him. Any help you can give is much appreciated. Go Team Ariana. Heather in Washington. That was my Heather in Washington.
Girl,
voice.
You killed that. That was
she probably
really
sounds
good.
Nothing like that. She's no, probably gonna she be like, does. You fucking bitch. Why would you talk like that for me?
I like that for you and for her. Okay, sweet. What do you think? I think she's just fuck him. What's the deal?
I mean, here's the thing. It was not like me and Tom just like, it was, you know, I see what she's saying here where she's like, we've both been single recently and things are kind of moving in a direction. For Tom and I, things started to kind of move in a direction. And I think he felt a lot less weird about it than I did because I was like, well, first of all, there's a TV show involved. So people are going to like, see, like, I don't know, that's right. Weird. The other thing that was weird, you know, there's a lot of weird factors. Like, I did not have that door was not open for me. I wasn't, like, waiting for Tom to, like, come and be my boyfriend.
Right.
So I can totally understand how, like, it can be fucking weird and it can also be like, okay, well, if we do this, then it can end really badly. Like, you can go from, like, you could just not be friends anymore. Like, if it doesn't work out, it's hard to go back to just being friends.
It is, but at the same time, I would have rather tried it and found out than to have
not. I think
not.
So,
like,
too.
Love and chemistry is very rare, and mm-hmm. when you experience that, if you guys have been both feeling this for a while,
mm-hmm.
then you should go for it.
Yeah,
like, go everyone for it. Is someone's ex, you know? Like, it's time.
I think she should. I think that, Heather, you guys should just, you know, if you enjoy spending time with each other, just keep spending time with each other and go with the flow and whatever happens, happens. But definitely, if it seems like you guys are both open to this, so fucking go for it. Because what if you do and it's fucking awesome?
Get your life, girl.
Live, ooh, laugh, and love.
Live, laugh, and love. Oh, I love it.
Live in your bliss.
Okay, so this is the next letter. I'm going to read it. I'm not an actress. Hi, Vanderpump Rules fan from the UK here, smiley. I was reading Ariana's latest Bravo blog. Love her blogs, always so well written, on point. And she has some really bad anxiety that only becomes worse in groups of people. I'm the same way and often avoid social situations because of it. How does she deal with it? Because she always comes across so confident and secure. How does she cope when she does have to be in groups of people? Thank you for taking the time to read this, Allie.
I just want to say I'm disappointed you didn't read that in a British accent after you found out that she was from the UK, Molly.
Oh, that's, I said I'm not an actress.
I would have sucked at that one, so I'm glad that you read it.
Oh, thanks.
Thanks. Oh, poor Allie. Man, anxiety blows.
I know.
It's the worst.
We all have anxiety, girl, at this table.
Oh, God. You know what I do? A lot of times I've actually come up with would you call it a technique? I don't mm-hmm. know. It's a new thing that over the years I've developed, a really good faking it till you make it kind of thing.
Right.
In group settings.
Yeah.
Yeah. You gotta, I oftentimes don't leave the house.
Mm-hmm.
Luckily, I mean, Tom is a very social person,
right.
So he's very sweet about it. And he's very much like, I totally get it, but just come. And once you come, it'll be fine and I'll be there. So, Allie, I hope that you have at least one person in your life that understands where you're coming from and can kind of like be your support system when you do have to go to these things. And then once you get there, sometimes you just have to fake it. And if you have to go and have a, like an alone moment in the bathroom, fucking do it. I do that. Sometimes I've actually gone and like cried in the bathroom before and then come out and it's like, okay, you know, because I don't know. We all want to put our best foot forward. I'm sure like you see people who thrive in social situations. You're like, why can't I be like that?
Right.
You know?
Right.
But
I like will go to parties and not say hi to anyone because they feel weird.
Yeah. Sometimes people think that like anxiety makes people seem like maybe you're a huge bitch.
Oh, yeah.
Totally. That is totally. I am the exact same in that, like, I realized not too long ago that, like, not only does Ed go everywhere with me because I'm obsessed with Ed and I love him, but because, like, I need a body double. Like, I need the, like, pepper shaker to my salt, so to speak.
He's your little safety blanket.
Yeah. He's my little security Ed. But, like, but also I'm his security Malls, too. I think we're both kind of, like, codependent. Yeah. And I feel that way about Derek, too. Like, totally. But yeah, like it's very difficult. I would suggest medicating yourself. I would suggest, if you feel that's appropriate, speak to your doctor. I'm not a lawyer. I mean, I don't have a lawyer. I do, but not for this stuff. So
don't sue us, please.
Please, I have nothing.
Is it bad if I say that sometimes it helps to like have a beer or take a shot?
In the UK, there's fabulous drinking there.
Yeah. It's, just, you know,
it's liquid courage for a reason. Yeah.
A little bit. You know, don't go overboard. You don't want to be sloppy and fucking mess. But
that was a big problem for me very recently. I also realized that if I need to get drunk to go somewhere, then I don't need to be there because yeah. I don't want to be there. And that's a huge thing that I heard someone say a couple years back, like the one New Year's resolution I liked, which was that don't go places if you're feeling like dread about it.
Yes.
And you have someone to pull you out and like that's – you should if you can. But
it helps if you – if that person – you know, Tom and I often say that like he's the extroverted version of me and I'm right. the introverted version of him. And my best friend, Whitney, who lives in New York right now – she's the same way. So right. we kind of balance each other. And I don't know, maybe if Allie can, if she has a friend that's more extroverted, that maybe she can talk to that friend about how she feels when she has to go and do these things. And maybe that friend can just, you know, security blanket a little bit.
Totally.
And then maybe, you know, sometimes you get more used to it and it gets easier.
By the way, you're so right because the opposite version of you loves doing what you don't love to do.
Mm-hmm.
That is the same dynamic I have with Ed and with Derek where they're like, hey, you remember so-and-so. I don't remember anyone's names. I'm so afraid of everything. Like, yes. It's so, but yeah, it's, I don't think it has to be a part of everyone's personality either. Like, I have felt very bullied before by people yes. by being like, why can't you be like, and I'm like, because I literally can't. Like, I'm embarrassed. Yeah. Like, I want to die. Like, just let me just be quiet.
Yeah.
And I'm a just quiet person. You're yeah. quiet, I think.
Sometimes. Well, in large groups, I'm quiet. Yeah. When I'm around, like, one or two people, I'm a fucking goofy, weird asshole.
Totally.
You know?
You got to know your comfort, people.
Yeah.
By the way, I'm having my B-day at Villa Blanca.
You are?
On Saturday.
Oh, is that where we're going?
Yeah, that's yeah. where we're going to Villa Blanca. Oh, okay. Yeah. Not Sir.
Yeah.
The Beverly Hills one for brunch for a 1 p.m. Someone named Felicia took our reservation.
Felicia, what did you say?
No, Ed said he's like, bye, Felicia. Thanks. I know. I was like, you couldn't resist.
You have to.
Sorry.
For the social thing.
Sorry, Christina.
No, I was going to say, like, you're I like kind of have a different. This girl's life. No, I just have a different perspective on it because, like, I don't have a security blanket. I don't have that person.
Right.
So, like, for me, it's more. It could just be
Nick.
I know, but I would have to actually like talk to Nick more often than I actually
it could be
do.
Chrissy, but she doesn't show up. Yeah. So it yeah. probably can't be Chrissy so much, actually.
But for me, what I often do is like, and this is going to sound a little weird, but I have like an alternate personality that I bring out. Like
totally.
An inner Sasha Fierce, if you mm-hmm. will. And, you know, you kind of just for
put
me,
it on.
Yeah, I get, you know, amped up in that way and be that person. And like the thing that saves me a lot is that I know a lot of like little facts and things. That's why I know Young Hercules, because
right.
it like I have trouble with conversations, so I know little icebreaker things
right.
that, yes. that save me. And so like I'm gonna try to be this person, and that's how I get to be more social and kind of overcome that anxiety. So just kind of try to find your inner
yeah.
Yeah. And ask questions, because people love to answer questions about like
people love talking.
You can let themselves. Other people always lead the conversations, and you don't even really even have to listen to what they're saying. It. You just nod, and you know,
yeah.
And then sometimes you know, it come if you really just own that, like, this is who I am, and like, yeah, yeah. I have anxiety. I don't really want to fucking be here right now.
Right.
Then all of a sudden, you find out, guess what? Everyone else doesn't want to be here
no
either.
No one ever wants to be there. That's why everyone's so drunk. It's yes. true. No one wants to be
everyone
there.
Everyone has social anxiety.
Yes. That said, do not. I know this one girl who every party she comes into, like the first line out of her mouth, like loud enough for people to hear, is like, I don't want to be here. I'm like so miserable. I want to go home. And I'm like, why'd you come? Like, why are you coming in here? Like, none of us want to be here, but like, we don't vocalize it because we're fucking adults. Like, in
but
that
sometimes
manner.
Sometimes if you vocalize it, then somehow you end up having a really good time.
Start out with the one, though.
Yes.
Don't do it. Don't present that to the room.
To a room like, of people.
Sup, losers. Like, hate y'all. Want to go home. Like, that's fucking not okay.
Yeah. I fucking hate it here.
Yeah. Yeah. This place sucks. Fuck y'all. I want my couch. I know. Empire's on.
I'm recording like all day of Dateline on ID. So like if I could just get out of here.
I know. I am getting to the place where I've seen all the Datelines.
I hate when I've seen one. It makes me so upset.
Because you know it must be getting towards the end. And I don't know.
I felt like that for Law & Order SVU. Like I get really disappointed when I've like seen them a million times.
Yeah. I try rewatching them all the time, but like season four, I'm so oversaturated in that, like, whatever.
Just
anyway,
like, Olivia's hair is short. I've seen this before.
Yeah, you know right away,
Olivia. All right, next call.
Next letter.
All right, here's letter three. Also about you. It's exciting you got fan mail, right?
This is really exciting.
You love your fans.
Also, I'm like, thanks, Allie, for she read my blog. That's cool.
I know.
I put work into that shit.
You love your blog.
Okay. Whoa, this one. Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, I thought that was an ex. Her name's Mel. So Mel. Mel is like, hi there. So I haven't seen or heard from my ex in 3 years after he physically assaulted me when I found him naked in bed with another female. Apparently that was my fault somehow. I've held on to this rage over what happened for 3 fucking years. I admittedly, I'm ashamed to say, pulled a Kristen Doty and stalked him online last night until I found his new Instagram, and the sight of him made my blood boil. I left him an ugly comment. He responded back just as nastily and then blocked me. Now I'm consumed with trying to find a way to get to him and hurt him the same way he has hurt me. My question is, how do I let go of this rage and forgive him after he did me so, so, so wrong? I just feel like the world would make more sense if I could just know that he's hurting the same way he hurt me. Should I keep snooping? Does karma exist? Will he get what he deserves? I want to be there to see that he does. But I also don't want to feel this way anymore. How do you let these types of feelings go and truly forgive such a piece of shit? Yours truly, Mel. P.S. I love you on the show, Ariana. Hey, Mel. Oh, poor Mel.
Mel.
I just want to say that she wrote in that pfft. That was not improvised.
No, well, that's
first
in
of
the
all,
email.
Good read.
Yeah.
Let's just address that. What do you think?
Oh, Mel made me nervous.
I think that this is the one time, like, I've never gotten a lot. We've gotten a lot of crazy ass shit on the show. I have to say, especially with the way that she's talking, I would take this exact letter to a therapist and sit down, because they're going to lead the horse to water on that one. Because I know that there's questions here but you need to forgive him for him, for yourself.
For
like,
you. Yes.
Because this is like, this is not okay to live your life like this. This is 3 years of like what I assume are your 20s or 30s that you're wasting, like trying to get, maybe you're younger. Like that's, if you're younger, I get the passion. I get it.
Yeah, yeah.
Because like that's how we, I think we all had a college, high school boyfriend that yes. were like, I'll kill for you. Yeah. But like, it's not okay. Especially after a certain age. So you got to talk to a therapist, I think. Get a good shrink and like don't just bring in this letter because you're probably going to try to give her a bunch of backstory, but I'm not clear if the backstory matters any more than what you wrote to us.
Yeah, I agree that a professional would be much more equipped. You know, thoughts that I have on this is like, yeah, he does sound like a fucking awful person, but you doing things that bring you down to that level of also being an awful person are just not going to get you anywhere. I mean, you could, every time you have those urges, I mean, you could ask yourself, like, where is this going to get me?
Right.
Fucking nowhere. And bottom line is, whether he's hurting or not, maybe he is, but you're not going to know. You're really not going to find out. And you're hurting, exactly.
And you're not with him anymore. Like, you could be with some other guy that's, like, fucking hot and awesome, but you're, like, wasting time on this person that you're not even with. Like, it is so – I understand hating someone or, like, being mad or wanting – like, loving someone so much that you hate them. I totally get all of that. But, like you have to take care of yourself. And, like, it's not – like – it's
like your life is not about him.
So much energy to hate someone, and you don't need to do that. I think you should talk to someone, go out with your girlfriends a lot, ask to be set up, like date. Like if you're maybe like if you were dating someone that you liked, you wouldn't be this fixated on raging on him. You absolutely would not.
No.
So just really start like aggressively, like be a participant in your own life, as they say, when it comes to dating. Yes. And like actively put yourself out there.
Yeah. Work on becoming the best you that you can be. And if you have these thoughts and you really feel like you need to get them out, fucking write that shit down in a journal, yeah. You know, and then burn it, you know,
because that shit's evidence.
Yeah. That, yes. Burn the shit out of that fucking journal. Get all, you know, but it's engaging with him, especially on like social media and stuff like that, is just, it's just holding you back. And yeah, therapists would be fucking great because they're really gonna give you tools. Like, right. They're gonna give you like very specific ways to handle these feelings. And, you know, whether I hate the karma thing. So it's like, if karma was a really a thing, there's a lot of people who would be dead.
Good, it's not even maybe
good things
karma.
Or bad things happen to good people and good things happen to bad people. It's just the way it is. It just, and it, don't wrap yourself up in what happens to everyone else.
In every, I think more than like, if you don't believe in karma, like just the concept that she's not working on her life right now in the past 3 years, it probably
law of attraction.
Been like this stagnant years for her, and that's going to like propel into her future. So like, why not try to stop that today? Yes. So like, you have a chance because he's going to live his life and probably do all sorts of things that you're not going to like, but you need to like have a life that you love.
Yes.
All right.
It's been 3 years, man.
That's a really long time. Like, I do sometimes, I'll, like, see someone that I feel, like, fucked me over, not even always romantically, and my blood will boil. Like, my blood started boiling about someone today that oh, yeah. I was, like, I try not to be reminded about people. That is a big thing for me. Like, I've gotten several, like, notifications that this person that I feel has done me wrong in some way has been doing this thing, and my blood started boiling because of the way that she handled it, and I was, like, and I'm like, that is so typical of her. That's fucked up. And it's like, it is weird how something can be reignited from deep within you. But it's, I don't know. If it's on the surface, like I think it is, girl, you cry. Like, talk to someone. Not crazy. You just need to talk to someone.
Work it out with yourself.
You love him.
Don't. He sounds fucking awful. Who gives a fuck about
him? I know. He sounds gross. Like,
and
I
then
know.
He physically assaulted her.
Completely unacceptable.
What a fucking dumb dude.
Maybe ask why really you dumb. Like that. Like why you're fixated maybe. On that.
Yeah. Why maybe that's a bigger issue.
Yep. Like maybe like Katie's
yeah.
lover. I don't know. All right. Maybe we could do like a group therapy for people who have this problem. All right, that was episode 26 of Please Advise. Ariana Maddox, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you so much.
You just for did me. Anger management, right?
I did. I had three episodes.
Oh, three lines. Oh, okay.
But I'm that's not still that cool. Exciting. It was exciting. It was fucking great.
Did you have more in the script?
No, I had less in the script, and then I was given more.
Oh, okay.
So that was cool.
Yeah, I bet they do a lot of like running in lines on show night.
Yeah, they kind of just. It's a really laid back set.
I understand.
Yeah, it was cool.
I like it. They run it fast and loose. Are you doing anything cool and exciting for this new year we should know about?
I'm just working on getting my shit together.
You don't have an oven mitt line coming out or anything? Are you working now on your sweater one. Collection, your sweater range? What is
I gotta go home and knit. I'm hand knitting sweaters for my sweater line.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, let's launch that. I remember you like the word launch.
I love the word launch. We've got to launch
this pod, boo. Christina Lopez, thank you for producing. Christy, the front turn, thanks so much for not showing up, you fucking bitch. I thought you were going to drive me home. You can call us at 323-450-7408 or email us at askpleaseadvise@gmail.com. Send us your updates. I want to know from all y'all, like Allie, like I want to know what you're doing, girl, like Katie, want to know if you wound up ruining your friend's wedding or not, and therefore ruining your friendship. I'd really think about that. Figure out a nice way to say it. Maybe consult your mom beforehand, too. Follow us on Twitter at please_advise. We're on SoundCloud. That's, like, where you should probably go if you want us to get paid. I'm just saying. I heard they run, like, ad pre-roll. Not to be tacky, but, like, mama loves shopping. SoundCloud.com. We need that fucking Nature Box money. I'm dying to try those sriracha cashews, and I'm not signing up until I get my fucking Nature Box money. Do you know what Nature Box is?
Is it like Birchbox or like FabFitFun?
Kind of, with snacks.
With snacks.
But like you subscribe, so you can say like, I want like 30% this.
I want sriracha cashews, so
bomb?
People need to fucking go to SoundCloud and give you your money because you need the sriracha cashews so that then you can share a sriracha cashew with me.
And all the chill pods that have ads, they all hype up the sriracha cashew and really get your mouth watering.
Oh my God. So you're like, I can't do this anymore.
No, and so now I'm really bursting on that Nature.
Don't live your life like this without sriracha cashews in it.
No, I don't. This is really hurting my feelings. Just start going to naturebox.com/pleaseadvise, even though it's not there yet, because maybe they'll see that people are just going there for no reason. So just maybe do that. That's going to be my way in. That's smart, right?
That's fucking brilliant.
It's like requests on the radio.
Like, why are all these people typing this? So like go there and just set it on one of those anonymous, like hack the website, like shut it down, anonymous style. I'm sure some nerd follows this. Search for us on Instagram, Facebook, Tumblr. I'm not doing them all. And then there's also a survey that I just spit everywhere. There's also a survey that we'd really love you to fill out. Plus, you can win a free $25 iTunes gift card, which is probably great for a lot of you because you sound like you're poor. the survey is at pleaseadvisesurvey.com. I'm sorry, you guys. I am.
I love our fans.
No, I love my fans. They give me I couldn't breathe if I didn't have my fans. PleaseAdviseSurvey.com. Christina, do you just want to talk really quickly about the Please Advise Christmas party? Because Chrissy, we were going to wait for her because she was kind of the main attraction, but she blew it, and I don't know if she's going to have it next week, so we'll just maybe do it together.
She's going to have – we love Chrissy.
No, I'm just busting your balls. I live to bust Chrissy's balls. I, like, ruin her life all the time. She calls me Jerry, which is, like, the name of some old prostitute that was on Dateline. We talked a lot about Dateline.
I know. This is like – I know. I asked you to stop talking about Vanderpump Rules just because, like, editing it is hard for me.
Right.
Because I don't understand what's going on. But we did talk a lot about Dateline in this episode.
That's good. I've turned over a new leaf in 2015, and I promise to take a little Vander cleanse, if you will.
Dateline is much more serious television. I mean, it's like
– journalism.
It's – Yes.
Do you know that Keith Morrison is Matthew Perry's uncle?
Okay. What? Really?
Wow. Yeah. Isn't that bananas?
Did you know Lester Holt is like a really talented musician?
He is.
Yeah.
I'm good. I
heard that.
I kind of get bummed out when it's his Dateline, so I'm glad that he's good at something.
Now you have like a little, burns. You have a little thing, little Lester Holt burn.
I call him a Lester Holt. I know it's an easy shot, but I love it. Do you agree?
He's a little boring. I really wish right now I could remember what the guy's name was who was like the report on scene reporter.
Chris
like
Hansen?
No.
Oh.
It was Dateline on ID, and it was a two-parter, Ransom 1
and
Ransom 2.
You know that's just regular
two.
Dateline cut up for ID, right?
Yes. Okay. But Lester Holt was the guy who was like, this time on blah, blah, blah. Yeah. But then there was another reporter who was doing all the interviews and stuff.
Oh, no. Lester Holt does the intros. And then there's another woman, that really pretty black girl that Derek has a crush on, who does it for OWN. That's his, like, girl. I think that's his, like, secret girlfriend. Is, like, the sexy black lady who does the Dateline intros for OWN.
I think his name was something Mankiewicz.
Oh, Chris Mankiewicz?
Chris Mankiewicz. And he was interviewing these people, like, so you followed the wrong phone? So, like, oh, then what did you do? That guy could not have cared less.
Right.
It was hilarious. I tweeted to him about it, and he was like, I'm always like, whatevs. It was brilliant.
We didn't. Oh
it
my
was
God.
Brilliant.
He was like hitting on you. That's disgusting. I feel like that's hitting on you, and I feel he has perversions for you.
Maybe that will be another episode.
I'm just
of
saying, I'm
Dateline.
This is America. I have free speech. I think he's perving on you. I'm just gonna say it. So don't sue me, because you can't. Anyway.
Christmas dinner.
So we went to get China food, which is what I call the Chinese restaurant in the Americana.
China food.
I just call it China food. I don't know
that's
the name.
That's not the name. I'm not going to talk about with the name because they don't get free promotion on our podcast.
Are you in Glendale with this?
Yeah, at the Americana.
Oh, love it.
And
you didn't go to 90210?
No. It's the best Chinese food I've ever had in L.A.
It's
all right. In L.A., because L.A. is hard up for Chinese, which is surprising because it's really good with sushi. It's really good with, like, all sorts of, like, different cuisines. But Chinese is a bust, especially compared to cities like New York and Boston that have, like, large Chinese populations that know how to make this food. It's
there's something, like, unique about East Coast Chinese takeout that you can't really find here. It's really hard to find.
No.
And a lot of the Chinese here is, like, Chinese and donuts. Like, it's all just, like, it's
food. We order from a place pretty often because I love Thai food, but they also have some Chinese stuff, and we get orange chicken. And what is that shit you get at the fair that's, like, got
Funnel cake.
Their orange chicken, no joke, I think is funnel cake. I don't think it's actually chicken.
That's awesome, girl. I want that.
I'm like, what is this, though?
That sounds good. What's
maybe
it called? 90210?
No, that's at Crispy Pork Gang or something like that. That's some West Hollywood
crispy
shit.
Pork Gang. Okay.
Grubhub.
Continuing. So we went to get China food for the Please Advise Christmas dinner with Chrissy, Christina, Chrissy's dad, Christina, and myself. And, you know, Chrissy, I'm constantly reminded that I'm getting old because whenever it's me and Chrissy – like, Chrissy gets hit on, and I'm always like, oh, okay, interesting. But not because I don't love Chrissy, because I'm a narcissist. I'm always like, why does every guy love Chrissy? Like, Uber drivers want to fuck Chrissy. It's because she's a beautiful girl. She's 24.
Amazing hair.
Yikes. Amazing hair, alabaster skin, cute figure. Chrissy's the shit. So this guy immediately starts picking on Chrissy – or starts, like, picking up on Chrissy.
Yeah.
And, like –
and my face is in the menu, so I'm, like, oblivious to everything. I'm just, like, looking at other options.
His way to do it was to throw me under the bus every time. So he was, like, ready to order. Weird. She looks hungry. And I was like, oh, my God. And I immediately – I was like, I don't look hungry. Actually, like, I'm very weirded out that that was your choice of, like, words.
Okay, so just so you guys get, like, a visual on this guy, he was about six feet.
Even. I thought you were going to say he was 6 years old.
No.
He was about six.
He was probably in his, like, mid to late 30s.
Right.
Blonde hair, like, late 90s mushroom style cut.
Mm.
Okay. I would say it was more of a sandy brown, but anyway.
Okay. Well,
but it was a mushroom with a weird part in the front.
Yeah. Middle. He had a middle part.
Lazy part, yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Muscular, but like not overly so.
Probably so he's living in 2001.
Right. Yeah.
Perpetually.
And like, but like at a cell phone kiosk, but looking exactly the way he does now, not the way he looked in 1991.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Not like physically. Like he has to have this exact body and work at like the first Nokia. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, they didn't even have cell phones then.
It all started when we were ordering our drinks, actually, because I had ordered a Coke, right? And he's like, okay, blah, blah, blah. He writes it down, and I'm still looking at the menu. And then you're like, oh, I want a Diet Coke. And he's like, oh, we don't have Coke. And then, it, like, everyone starts looking at me.
Because we thought he was kidding. Because he paused. Yeah, it was like a pregnant pause.
He was fine with me ordering.
He took your order.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, weird. And I was like, I'll just have a water. I'll just have a water. Because I wanted him to go away. He was very annoying.
He hated me.
Yeah.
Hated me.
Yeah.
So... yeah, anyway, point is, he completely, like, creeped us out.
He comes over to the table, and I'm sitting there with my arms crossed, and I know that's a very defensive position, but I always do that because I have big boobs, and, you know, I like to rest my arms on my boobs.
Totally, I would
do that.
It's
a positive big boob thing you can do.
You don't hear
like,
that a lot.
It's comfortable.
I don't have boobs,
no,
so
I don't do that.
He gestures towards me while I'm doing it, and he's just like, oh, I could tell that she's full because of the way that she's sitting with her arms crossed. And I'm just like, no, dude, it's just the
You're like, bitch, you don't know me.
He basically was
you
like,
don't know
the,
me.
Oh,
you don't know my life.
And then at one point, he legit, like, pulls up a chair to the table and, like, sits on it, like, backwards, like, Michelle Pfeiffer.
No, he didn't do the backwards chair sit. With the mushroom
Gangster
cut.
Paradise style, Michelle
oh,
Harper,
good
yeah.
Lord.
And he, like, tried to talk to Chrissy, and he was, like, leaning it. And we were all just, like, so uncomfortable. Like, we're clearly, like, three girlfriends out at the mall around Christmas. Like, you don't know who we are. Like, maybe we're her employer. Like, maybe, I mean, we are Chrissy, and you're fired. I'm just kidding. I love you. Anyway, he doesn't know who we are. It's completely inappropriate. And we were really conflicted about what to tip him because, one, it is the holidays. Two, you know.
Well, you guys know my thing about tipping.
And Christina, and I agree with Christina. I agree with Christina, but I would have given that a passive aggressive 18.
I love your thing about tipping then because I, yes, as someone who works in the service industry, 20%.
Well, always, if or more, but I do think that.
Oh, yeah, like base is 20%.
In a very, very, very bad scenario like that where I feel I'll do a passive aggressive 18%.
Yeah.
I've gone as low as a 15 once,
and
but it was
took a
bad.
Long time getting our food. Like, we had our main courses before we had our appetizers. Like, we had ordered dumplings, and we were the only people in the restaurant.
That's weird.
Yeah. It was.
He sounds really creepy.
What did he say about our dumplings? He's like, your dumplings are in the fryer. I wish that was a euphemism, but it's not. Probably could be. And he, like, walked away, and we were like.
Oh, and that's. And then we found out that he was, like, an Asian studies major, but that he, like, basically was just a waiter at a bunch of Asian restaurants.
He worked at a sushi restaurant for 8 years. Do you remember? And so he studied a lot of, like, and he said that he was, like, interested in Asian culture and was, like, going to school for it. And I was like, don't you think if you show up to, like, a real Asian studies course and you tell them that you've just been working at, like, China food for the last 8 years, they're going to be like, you're racist. Like, what's wrong? Like, what is your fetish, dude? Like... maybe he thought Chrissy was half something and was trying to get in a little Asian poon.
You guys got really close with this guy.
No, unfortunately, we couldn't have looked more appalled. Like, I just wanted to be alone with my employees. No, I'm just kidding.
It would be more obvious that we were not into continuing a conversation with him, but he kept trying to make it happen. And it was just so – it ruined our Christmas dinner for me.
He ruined Christmas.
Yeah, but I do think that that was an important thing to happen to us.
Yeah.
Because now we can share that wisdom.
As it was happening, we were like, oh, we got to talk about this on the podcast.
Everyone knows something goes weird at the company Christmas party every year, and we weren't drinking, so it wasn't going to be any of us. There was really only one option.
Maybe he was drunk.
He probably was.
Maybe he's has a drug problem, and he was like shooting up in the back.
Cocaine right now.
Oh, I called him Tex because he was wearing a huge belt buckle.
Okay. Ew. Wait. Ew.
I love that you're acting like you're just remembering this when you probably, like, fucked him here at this apartment last night. You were like, Nick, I need the place for a few hours. And like just like straddled him on the IKEA couch like fucking raw dog.
No, I want you guys with little parts.
His, this guy's physical description is like my worst nightmare. Please tell me his he had a big belt buckle on. Yeah. For the love of God, was he also wearing like bootcut jeans?
Oh yeah, 100%.
Oh fuck!
So, like, well, not even okay. Like, I would guess a slight
bootcut.
Yeah, a slight bootcut
with the. Oh God, but it was hair. Like,
yeah, it was too. There was not a hip thing about him.
No,
ew. Very uninteresting. Very in my territory.
I'm very worried that this guy exists and like lives a life. People know him. He interacts with people on a daily basis.
Don't, not for that. Nope. So I guess my free advice would be don't be that guy.
Don't be that guy.
Be aware.
If you're a waiter, just like be aware that.
If you're anyone on this fucking planet,
just be open your
goddamn
aware.
Oblivious ass eyes. If you're moving in a public space, you don't own it. If you're moving in your apartment, sure, spend all night.
But you're still renting that. You don't own it. So even in that case, you should also be aware. Unless you bought that house.
Fuck you. Oh, Derek just texted me. Happy one day away birthday. You guys, it's my birthday in one day. Well, not when this airs, but I'll share this with you now. I'm not embarrassed of, oh my God. Ed's cousin just gave birth. The whole world's exploding with fun right now.
Be aware. Open your oblivious
eyes. Oh my God, it's Elvis's birthday. Sorry. Okay, sorry. I'm just excited for Ed. All right. Well, Ariana, thank you for being here. Loved you. Like, just please come back.
Thank you, guys. I'll come back, like, whenever.
Please. And I want you to write a book. And I'm just going to put that out there for you in 2015. I think that you have a really good book in you. Not about the show.
No,
I think
of course
that
not.
You have like a real voice, and I think you'd be good at that.
I would love to do that.
You have,
if only I could figure out what the fuck it would be about.
Girl, if you have an agent or anything like it, you could get a meeting tomorrow. They would fucking piss their panties.
I've written
to print
some
your
sketches.
Book. Yeah,
but that shit's short.
But that it'll at least show your sense of humor to the publisher, and they'll help you. Someone will help you hammer out your idea. These books are not. Like, do you think Brandi Glanville wrote a fucking Lena Dunham-style 300-page proposal? Like, I'm pretty sure they were like, okay, so, like, you want to? Okay, so, like, what are you known for?
Yeah.
Being a slut who drinks. Like, that's her thing.
So write a book about it.
So she wrote a book about it.
I'll work on that.
I'm proud of you.
Proud of you. I'm proud of both of you.
Aw.
Very proud of you guys.
I love y'all. Bye.